Measles cases are on the rise nationally, and Dr. Tina Scott Mordhorst is here to explain what parents should know about this contagious disease and how to combat it. Hi, Dr. Tina.
Hi.
All right. What should parents know about the measles?
Well, the measles is highly contagious. It is probably the most contagious virus that we've vaccinated against. Unfortunately, we are seeing the rise because we have some folks that don't vaccinate, and that has been problematic. Measles, actually, I heard recently, is spread through shared air. And I thought that was very interesting because we share air a lot of places, grocery stores, schools, our homes, airplanes. I mean, there isn't a space we don't share air. It is a droplet. It is spread from coughing, sneezing. It can sit on a surface for up to 2 hours after the individual is gone. The tricky part about diagnosing it is it starts looking like a cold. It will look like a runny nose, a cough, sneezing perhaps, fever, and red eyes, like a pink eye situation. And then a rash develops, and the rash develops typically on the head and moves down. You're contagious 4 days before the rash develops. So it may look like you have a cold, and all of a sudden, 4 days later, you have a rash, and you've been contagious this whole time. It's just kind of one of those things that you have to be really, really cautious about. You have to be mindful with who you're exposing and who you're spending time with. I'd like to add that most people that get the measles fare very well with the measles. However, there are complications. You're more inclined to getting pneumonias. You're more inclined to getting an encephalitis, which is an infection around the brain. These are the things that are concerning. Measles actually can suppress your immune system for a period of time after you have it. So the virus itself may not be the problem, but the door it opens for other infections can be.
And what are the best ways to prevent our children from getting the measles?
Vaccinate. The most effective way to protect children from measles. After one measles vaccine, you're 95% protected. After two vaccines, you're somewhere between 97 and 99% protected. So vaccination is the best way to protect your child. Beyond that, obviously, you want to minimize exposure. If you know of people that have been exposed, perhaps don't have your kids spend time with them. Unfortunately, most of the time you don't know that. So you just have to be very mindful.
And what should we as parents do if our child does contract the measles?
Well, I think with a child that has contracted or been exposed, if you have any questions or concerns, definitely contact your physician. We all have plans in place. Stay home. Do not go out in public. If you have a child that develops a rash that you're concerned could be measles, please don't just walk into your physician's office or the ER. If you can, call. Obviously, if it's an emergency and you need to be seen or your child needs to be seen immediately, you do need to go. But put a mask on that child and on yourselves. It is really important that we protect everyone.
Thank you, Dr. Tina. That's great advice. Dr. Tina Scott-Mordhorst sees patients at the Children's Physicians in Plattsmouth. To find a Children's Physician's office near you, visit childrensnebraska.org/primarycare.